This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. When we talk about survivors in Hiroshima, we generally think about people. But trees are another group of survivors recognized in Japan. I spoke with Japanese-American author Kathleen Birkinshaw about the Green Legacy Hiroshima Project and a book Kathleen wrote about her own mother's survival. In Hiroshima, there are about 170 trees that are wounded but living around the hypocenter of the 1945 atomic bombing. They're called survivor trees. The mission of Green Legacy Hiroshima is to plant the seeds and saplings of these survivor trees around the world. One of these saplings was just planted at the University of North Carolina, Wilmington, by Japanese-American author Kathleen Birkinshaw.
To see these trees is an amazing sight to behold in person. We went in 2015, and this particular tree that we have, the sapling that we planted at UNCW, is a ginkgo tree. And it's amazing to think that these trees survived the atomic bombing, and they're in over 30 countries all over the world as a sign of peace and remembrance. I was so happy that I could honor my mom and the people who suffered from the atomic bombings in the state that I live in North Carolina, and make it the seventh state to actually have a bomb sapling planted.
Kathleen's mother, Toshiko, was 12 years old when the United States dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima.
Everything changed in an instant. 8:15 in the morning, she was outside talking with a friend. She was supposed to be with her classmates, but she was sick over the weekend. So August 6th fell on a Monday, and her papa said to stay home, get some more rest, and you'll join your classmates tomorrow. Well, the classmates were all in the center of town, and her papa owned a newspaper company there, so that put him in the center of town that morning. So at 8:15, she was standing out with her best friend, and within minutes, her home was gone. She ended up losing her best friend and trying to get used to the fact of losing her papa. She no longer could live in the same place that she lived. Her life just totally changed. And then as the months went by, she started to lose other people in her family from the effects of radiation.
Kathleen's mother, Toshiko, married a man in the United States Air Force who was stationed in Japan in the 1950s. She passed away 2 years ago at the age of 82. While she never knew that a ginkgo sapling from Hiroshima would come to North Carolina, she did know that Kathleen was writing a book called The Last Cherry Blossom. This book is based on Toshiko's childhood experience.
I really wanted to give the idea of what the culture, what the mindset was then, how the people, the citizens of Japan thought about war. It was very different than our take on it on the Allied side. So that's kind of how I wanted to go about doing the book, not only researching what my mother went through, reading other survivor accounts, but the way I did it would be so that they could learn what life was for this 12-year-old girl and her family in Hiroshima. And I think a lot of her issues as a 12-year-old, she was clumsy, she didn't always like homework, she was a normal child.
Tell me about the title of it, The Last Cherry Blossom.
I chose The Last Cherry Blossom. The first reason is my mother's favorite festival time of year was a cherry blossom time. And it was also the very last time that her entire family was together. And in addition to that, after the bomb was dropped, they had felt that nothing would ever grow again. And the cherry blossoms came back in bloom, not all of them, but they did bloom again in that spring. And I always felt that that kind of showed the strength and the perseverance of the Japanese people, of how they decided to pull together and try to bring some kind of normalcy back to their lives.